Radio app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. David of Mequon, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, man. I wanted to, a couple points. One, I agree with the sentiment in regards with getting the jets to Ukraine, especially to help out with eastern Ukraine, because they are going to be slaughtered like insane. It's just going to be beyond devastation. And I did read about the other day where Putin now is moving his missiles towards Finland and Sweden. And so that might be the next step for him in the near future. We'll see what happens. But I also want to point out to you, it was to my knowledge, because the Russians supposedly have lost about 18,000-19,000 soldiers. And in the process, you talked about them, you know, he's hired mercenaries, you know, and they were from Syria and the Wagner Group, but he also now is pulled the trigger, so to speak, to call back retired soldiers from like 10 years ago to join ranks and to get them back in action to replace the soldiers that they've lost. And so he obviously is just going to keep going until, you know, he sees, you know, something accomplished. And apparently he got rid of a lot of individuals. I forgot what they're called, FSB agents or something. 150 of them, which are former KGB people, to try to make things progress. You know, they didn't progress nearly like you figured in Ukraine. And then I also heard, and I'm not sure if you heard about this, Matt, but I'm a little bit concerned about this as well. India is got over a billion people, and they've been neutral in this whole stance with the Ukrainian war. And I know that Biden has reached out to the president over there, but they seem to be making deals with buying oil and natural gas from Russia, which means he's going to get other means of money besides China, because China's honoring their current oil contracts. I mean, I think, you know, the U.S. Intelligence made a calculated miscalculation that this was going to be a quick war. And now they have reversed themselves. And I saw that General Milley, has said that this is going to continue for months, maybe possibly years. And then if that's the case, I mean, that's just disastrous in so many ways, that it will have, what we're seeing right now is just, I think, the start of basically a economic disaster for the world. And a lot of reasons for that is because, if you look at, and this is my final point, if you look at what's actually happening right now, they're currently, you have a lot of players right now where a lot of these people, and you mentioned earlier in your show that these oligarchs are getting very wealthy. And I do believe there's some kickbacks that are going on to keep this war going, because, you know, again, there's going to be some people who are going to make a lot of money out of this, out of killing all these people. And I just really hope that
you're making a lot of good points. I want to jump in and address some of them, because there's a handful I agree with, many I do not. And I'm going to tell you why. First of all, with Putin, let me be very, very blunt. Putin only understands force, brute force. Putin can only be stopped by killing him. Let me be blunt about that. Now, the U.S. government can't come out and say that, because that invites retaliatory assassinations. But the CIA knows where he is at all times. They know what spider hole the Nazi animal is hiding in. So the CIA, I hope they are sharing that information with Zelensky, the Ukrainian government, and anyone else who might have access to Putin. Somebody has to cook his food. Somebody has to serve it to him. Somebody has to wash his clothes and hand them to him. Somebody at some point has to get somewhat close to him. There are poisons, there are guns, there are an awful lot of things. The only way he is going to be removed from power is assassination or disappearing under the stomping boots of the Russian rabble. And the only way they're going to do that is if things get so intolerable economically. And as you point out, they have big casualties. And as more and more people come back in coffins, people say enough. That's the only way, number one. Number two, a protracted war is devastating for Ukraine. It's not a big country. It's not going to have any kind of economy. It can't grow wheat. It can't do anything. It can't hold out for years. It could as guerrillas if Russians take over, but Russians will then torture and lock everybody up. They'll kill every priest and nun, every journalist, every mayor, everybody who's an intellectual in the country. Biden's mistake is overreacting to the Trump-Putin access, to the betrayal of the United States by the Republican Party. People in this country can see through things. Right now, that convoy is 8 miles inching towards the eastern Ukraine. It would take our Air Force about 2 hours to eliminate it. Eliminate it. It would take Zelensky a little more than that if he were given MiGs. Give him the MiGs. Now, you then pivoted, and I think rightly, to the problems with India. India has about 1.2 or 3 billion people. The Ruskies, the Chinese have, what, 1.5? And there is a fear among a lot of people that Asia, those are the linchpins of Asia, and Africa, they only understand force, and if they think we're weak because we're being stabbed in the back by the Trump-Putin Republican axis, that somehow they may have to make nice with Russia. I have a very simple solution, very simple solution. India and China have no prestige. They have a lot of people. They have a lot of able people, and every one of them wants to get in the United States and go to our universities. The Chinese come in and steal intellectual property and betray us to China. India's people, very fine people. What you could easily say to both of them, you start out by saying it in private. All student visas are suspended for a year. I don't care if they're in the middle of their studies at MIT. They ain't coming in this country. They're going to get no prestige. They're going to go back to their village, squat down, eat from a rice bowl, and talk about geometry, okay? It's very simple. You don't get to piggyback on the prestige of living in the United States. And then we are going to reassess things in a year. And if you are continuing to buy Russian oil and India gets Russian arms, you don't play two, you know, you don't date two guys at the same time, okay? It's as simple as that. You're with us or you're not. What we have over India is managing their dueling hatreds. They hate Pakistan and they hate China, and both Pakistan and China have nuclear weapons, and so does India. We are aligned with India only because they hate Pakistan and they hate China, and we know they have a natural reason to stay with us. And we put them in a coalition with South Korea, Japan, and Australia, and to a lesser extent, the Philippines and Vietnam, and they are sort of a mini, not NATO, but it would be the Northern Pacific Organization, except we don't have a mutual defense treaty with them. We have to continue to manage them. You get the Indian guy to the White House, come correct with some respect, and do it very, very subtly so he doesn't lose face. They hate to lose face. And say, look, you are not going to undermine us around the world and access our prestige. And, you know, with China, it's we will not only suspend student visas, we'll suspend all immigration from mainland China. Why should we let more commie chaicoms come in this country? Any Chinese immigration come in from Taiwan who are friendly to us? The problem with China is if you retaliate against them affirmatively, you say you arrest the vice president of Huawei, was arrested for a felony in Canada, and they're going to be extradited to the United States. You know what the Chinese did? They just grabbed two Canadian businessmen, two guys who hadn't really done anything. They're having breakfast in their hotel, throw them in a Chinese prison and say, we will give them the once over here unless you get, you know, let our gal go. So Canada let their gal go. They are a fundamentally crooked country for 5,000 years. They've been authoritarian, worshiped their emperor up till about 100 years ago. Now they worship the head of the Communist Party. That is their culture. They understand only force. They understand only force. And for the Chinese in India to be at all allied against us is absurd. They hate each other. They have a contested border. They routinely go into combat with each other in a low-level way with things like axes. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not nuclear. You must manage dueling hatreds. That is the nature of our foreign policy. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. They've got to come correct with some respect. They've got to come correct with some respect. And so when it comes to Finland, Sweden, the Ruskies aren't going into Finland, Sweden, because NATO and the United States would annihilate their forces in a moment, and they're not going to go nuclear over that, because the minute Russia goes nuclear, you know what disappears? The Kremlin, St. Basil's Cathedral in Moscow, St. Isaac's Cathedral in Leningrad, now St. Petersburg. They had a culture in the 19th century. It was the culture of Dostoevsky, Pushkin, Tchaikovsky, Tolstoy. They murdered people like that in the 20th century. They are a garbage culture in the 20th century, a communist culture, an authoritarian culture, a Stalin culture, a Gulag culture. And that's what they are now under Putin. It must be understood. This business about Russian culture. Russia is a chancre. It is a choriocarcinoma. It's a bleeding ulcer, a malignant ulcer. And they knock on the door and say, I would like to infect your flesh with this. Well, no, you're not infecting our flesh with this. And China, to a great extent, is the same way. A little less militant right now, but it could be more militant. We do not want 5,000 years of emperor worship and communist worship. We do not want malignancy in our countries. We do not want malignancy in our countries. And so what do you do? Yeah, they have nuclear weapons. They're not going to use their nuclear weapons if this is handled right. And you should be stopping, we should be stopping a genocide in Ukraine. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
She got down, but she never got touch. It's gonna make it.